بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, I spoke to you yesterday about the three elements of leadership, the three elements of the message of Islam. But the three things: one, identity; two, integrity; three, courage. Three things which are the brand of Islam. Identity, who am I? Integrity, a complete and total commitment to the truth, because we are the followers of As-Sadiqul Amin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the truthful and the trustworthy. And the third one is the courage, which enables us to act on these two. Without the courage, it's only theory. With the courage comes the action. And that is what I want to say to you today, which is that if you ask me, what was it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his contribution, what did he change in the lives of the people when he first announced Islam? Put yourself in that place and think about it. Here is the man who is known as As-Sadiqul Amin, who is highly, he is the beloved of everybody, highly trusted, hugely respected. And he is a mature man. Remember this also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send Nubuwwat on 15-year-olds and 17-year-olds. He sent Nubuwwat on people of 40+, all the Anbiya alayhi salam. Because age also is a requirement of leadership, because you cannot get experience of 40 years in 20 years of life. You cannot get experience of 40 years in 15 years of life. One of the problems with this society here is that they give you this false exalted image of yourself. Right? They tell the child in the school, he's 10-year-old, right? They tell him, John, you are awesome. You are the best. You know what? You must go and tell John, John, you are not the best. You can become the best, but you are not the best. Please, if you start off with that, I am the best, khalas, you are done. You are over. Your story is finished. This is unfortunately in America. In my country, for example, you graduate once. When you finish your... you finish your college, you graduate once. Here you graduate every year from class 5 onwards. Graduation, graduation. What graduation? You went from one class to another class. Big deal, man. What graduation? Graduation is when you do something worthwhile, right? You finish your whole college education, you got something worthwhile in your hand, that's called a graduation. That's called a degree. But this is one of the problems of this society. They have taken the so-called self-esteem to a level which is literally worshipping of the self. La hawla quwwata illa billah. Self-worship. I am the best. La hawla quwwata. You are not the best. That is arrogance. That will take you straight to somewhere else. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say, I am the best. No? The people said that. They called him the truthful and the trustworthy. And remember, throughout his life, you read the seerah, even after he announced Nubuwwat and he announced Islam and he announced his prophethood, they became his enemies. They accused him of all kinds of things. They said he is Majnoon and na'udhu billah. They said he is this and that. But nobody said he is a liar. Even to the end, when he was migrating from Makkah to Medina, when he was going and leaving there, he had people who had entrusted him with things, with possessions, which he left with Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu to return. So even when he was their worst enemy, they trusted him with their things, with their valuable things. So the truthful and trustworthy, As-Sadiqul Amin, that laqab never changed, even though his enemies said they made up many lies about him. They could have said this also. They could have said he's a liar, he's a cheat. La hawla quwwata. They did not do that, because that was the truth. Right? That was the truth. And they knew that. Nobody could deny that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why this is who we are. So our identity is linked with that. Now think about this and say, here is this person
who they have known. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they know him. They know him very well. Now he stood on Safa and he called them Wa Subaha. And that was like the alarm call, right? So they came running, and they came running because who's the one calling this thing? He is the truthful one. So if he's calling, has to be important. Cannot be. He's not joking, right? He's not simply saying something. So when they came, what did he tell them? قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. What is he really doing? Think about that. What was he really doing when he was saying قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ? In my way of thinking, he was reminding them of their identity. He was saying, you know who you are? You are Abdullah. You are the Abd of Allah. Why are you worshipping this stone and this rock and whatnot, whatnot? No, you are not Abdul Uzza, you are not Abdul Lat, Abdul Manat. You are Abdullah. Remember this, you are Abdullah. There's nothing new, because Islam is part of our fitrah. And what is the Messenger of Allah saying? He's saying, go back to your fitrah. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you on your fitrah, which is Tawheed. You are the ones, you went here and there, now you are worshipping this and that. No. Come back. Come back. قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. Now the Sahaba understood this, and those who accepted Islam, and think about this. How many years of zuhud and tazkiyatun nafs and praying tahajjud and working on this? How many years of that did Sumayya bint Khayyat radiallahu anha, the first shaheed in Islam, how many years did she do that? Nothing, not even days maybe, right? But her iman was so powerful that Lanatullahi Alayhi, Abu Jahl, could not shake her. Bidnillahi Ta'ala, he made her shaheed. He killed her, he assassinated her, he murdered her, but he could not shake her faith. And then watch her husband, Abu Ammar, Yasir radiallahu anhu. He is seeing this happening in front of his eyes. And then Abu Jahl tells him, this is what will happen to you. Same thing will happen to you. Give up your iman. He could have recanted. He could have said, to escape, he could have said, I am not Muslim anymore. And then he could have accepted, reaccepted. This is permissible. He did not do that. What did Abu Jahl do? Abu Jahl tied horses, one to each of his limbs. And he drove them. So his body was ripped apart, alive. Let's think about this. What was that thing which held them? And that is the thing about which Imam Malik rahmatullahi said about Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Imam Malik said in the famous qawl, he said that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has this daraja above everybody else in the entire ummah except the Anbiya alayhi salam. He has this daraja not because he worshipped Allah the most, or he fasted the most, or he gave the most charity, or this or that. He said because of something that settled in his heart. And that is what gave him the daraja with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is that thing which settled in his heart? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now I'm saying that to you and to myself because that is the meaning of Islam. That is something which is, Allah has kept this open till the day of judgment, because He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim fi dunya wal akhirah, for everyone who says he is a Muslim. What settled in the heart of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, what made the iman of people like Sumayya bint Khayyat radiallahu anha, Abu Ammar, Yasir radiallahu anhu, Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha, Bilal bin Rabah radiallahu anhu, Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu anhu, and so on, and so on, and so on. What made that their iman like mountains? The waves of kufr and shirk would smash on the mountain, nothing will happen to the mountain. That is available to you and me, alhamdulillah. I'm not comparing myself with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. I'm just saying that wealth, how much we use it, how much we keep it in our hearts, and what Allah gives us is minallahi ta'ala. But effort that is available to us, the door has not been closed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say, you cannot get there. No. Make the effort. And that is what we need to remind ourselves. Who am I? I am a Muslim. What does that mean? What does that mean? Because that is one thing which answers every question. Why do you eat this and not that? Because I am Muslim. Why do you earn from this source and not that source? Because I am Muslim. Why do you not curse somebody back if somebody is cursing you? Because I am Muslim. Why do you not abuse people and use profane language? Because I am Muslim. Why do you not go to this place or that place even though everybody else is going? Because I am Muslim. There is one answer to every question. And this is why this deen is so simple. You get this one thing straight, you can never go astray, inshallah. And that is, I am Muslim. If I am Muslim, then it automatically, my life is clear. I don't have to worry. There's no confusion. There's no stress. There's no depression. No, nothing. My life is clear. Because I know what I should do, what I should not do. There's no confusion. I don't have to worry and say, oh, Allah, Allah, this. No, no, alhamdulillah. It's clear. Path is clear. And that is what I remind myself and you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the doors of hidayat for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand that this life is literally the blink of an eye. Khalas. Gone. Right? Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant an ending with iman and yaqeen to all of us. May we live for Allah. May we die for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin. Ameen.